Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. The highest-ranking House Democrat so far has called for President Trump's impeachment, Massachusetts Congresswoman Catherine Clark. She's the vice chair of the House Democratic Caucus. The president says Democrats have made up a fake crime to investigate.
This is an absolute catastrophe for our country. This was a fake witch hunt, and it should never be allowed to happen to another president again.
He spoke with Fox's Sean Hannity. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has met this morning with New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez about divisions within the Democratic Party.
Ocasio-Cortez was offended when Pelosi diminished her and three other freshman lawmakers by saying in an interview that they didn't have any following outside the Twitter world. Ocasio-Cortez and Pelosi also haven't seen eye to eye on impeachment.
Fox's John Decker. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Those comfortable days and cooler nights will soon be just a memory. Today, more sunshine. We'll be up to around 91 for a high. We're still dry. Tonight, mostly clear, not quite as cool. Overnight low 69. Tomorrow and Sunday, more and more humidity. Hot and humid with a high in the lower 90s and spotty, widely scattered afternoon and evening storms around. And more of the same Monday and Tuesday. It's back to business as usual here in Alabama. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASA Credit Union's free Kasasa cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. There is now a $4,000 reward for information leading to an arrest in the deadly gas station robbery in Brundage. Police say that 30-year-old Neil Kumar was shot and killed during that robbery. This happened at the Gulf gas station on Highway 10 early Wednesday morning. Montgomery police say a man accused of capital murder is also behind another shooting. Authorities say 23-year-old Cardarius Fountain is responsible for a triple shooting on July 4th. That shooting happened in the 3200 block of Covered Bridge Drive. And the Montgomery Public Safety Communication Center staff is growing. Five women graduated yesterday, becoming public safety communications operators and dispatchers. City officials stress the importance during emergencies. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Well, I've got some good news and some bad news. The good news is the economy is on the up and up, but the bad news is your adjustable rate is on its way up too. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and if you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, listen up. An adjustable rate mortgage provides you with a lower rate and payment at the start, but it fluctuates each adjustment period based on financial reports. The better the economy, the better the financial reports, the higher your adjustable rate. Your low monthly payment could skyrocket overnight. Don't be caught off guard. By refinancing to a fixed rate with Alabama Home Mortgage, you can go to sleep with the peace of mind that your rate will not change, no matter the state of the economy. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get the peace of mind of a fixed rate Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Save on your next oil change at O'Reilly Auto Parts when you purchase 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $24.99. Plus, get a $5 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Home Depot Days of Doing Bath and Kitchen event is going on now, with everything you need to let the savings flow. Like the Moen Genta 4-inch faucet in brush nickel finish for just $99. It combines a contemporary modern design with a spot-resistant finish for a beautifully clean look in your bathroom. Today is the day for doing and stylish updates at the Home Depot Days of Doing Bath and Kitchen event going on now. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Offer valid through October 5th while supplies last.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
Partying. You hear a little stapling in the background. I got interrupted on my daily prep in the morning. I wonder if this woman still makes money off of this in any capacity. You think so?
Probably, yeah. Don't you think?
I don't know. Well, there was a story behind this. Her dad did it for like her 13th birthday or 14th birthday or something.
Yeah.
And she and some friends went to a studio and had a video cut.
Right.
And it was just some stock song they had or whatever, and some stock video setting,
and then it like blew up on YouTube somehow.
Yeah,
it's just so catchy, Baron.
Yeah, it's pretty catchy. It's like the Get Up song. Gonna get a two-step in cowboy boots.
Played that for the boys this morning.
Yeah,
they weren't very impressed.
Is it the first time they've heard it?
They know it, but they were like, "Yeah, this is like a lame version of Old Town Road."
Wow.
Yeah, they were kind of harsh critics on it. They were not impressed.
Did I tell you this or was I telling somebody else?
I told them I could teach them the dance, and they said, no!
Well, that's the thing. The dance is why it's not going to stay around.
Right. We were talking about it off air yesterday.
Yeah, the dance doesn't do anything. Like, it doesn't...
It's too random.
It's just a bunch of random movements thrown together. So it's never going to stay around. The song's a little catchy.
Yeah. But the first part is definitely catchy.
Yeah, but the dance doesn't really do anything. And so if it doesn't do anything, then... Anyway, Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, we're here with you on a daily basis from 9 until your daily schedule. It is Friday, Monday through Thursday, Dave, around here.
There's some rules.
There are some certain rules around here. Friday, we eschew those rules. Eschew is a word that needs to be...
A nairn.
It needs to be used more often. There ain't nairn in the rules department on Friday. I do have some good news.
Yeah?
I do have some good news. I'll keep it vague. This program in particular, and Blue Water Broadcasting in general, has had the biggest 1 month in quite some time. Years. And we'd like to thank everybody in the community for using our advertisers. I mean, we've had a massive, massive month here at Blue Water Broadcasting. And this show in particular, this show has had the... I mean, we've been on the air now 5 years and a month, or 5 years and 2 months. We just had the biggest month we've ever had on this program. Ever. Now, part of it was we got a boost because somebody tried to boycott us and it backfired. Mm-hmm. And all our advertisers boosted their buy. I mean, that's part of it. But part of it is we just we put on a great product here, Dave.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, not for nothing.
Well, something's changed.
Yeah, you know, I don't know what.
We added something.
Recently.
But anyway, we got a bunch of news to get through. During the 11 o'clock hour, we will have the terribly named squad back together. Can we get a new name? Can we get a new name for the 11 o'clock hour?
Nope.
It's squad the dumbest hour. Name.
Squad hour.
I it's dumb.
Well,
nobody wants to hear the squad. They want to hear the brigade. They want to hear something cool. The squad.
Talk to Klabe. He'll be here. Maybe.
Can't stand that.
If it's an inopportune time, then he'll come. If it's the, you know, the time that he's supposed to, won't be here.
Like herpes. But anyway, we got some news. I got some economic news. I guess we could open with that. I'm kind of down today, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah? Why?
I guess I can just be honest. You know, I try to explain this to people all the time. When you do radio, it's not unlike like Broadway theater, right? When you go see the producers, you want to go see a funny movie, a funny Broadway show, right?
Yeah.
And they've had a bad week or a bad day. You don't want to see the star of the producers get up there and pout.
That's right.
Right? He's got a job to do. He's a pro.
Yep.
Get in there, be a pro.
That's right.
Smile, laugh, have fun. The way we do this show generally is a little upbeat. It's a little on the fun side. We try to cover news, but we try to do it. And I try to explain people when they say, "Oh, I bet you love your job." I do. I mean, it's a great thing to do on a daily basis. It's, you know. But some days are harder than others.
Yeah, some days you gotta, you know, chew through. It's not worth it. Doesn't feel like it's worth it chewing through the straps, you know.
Yeah, I've got a friend slash, I guess, client slash whatever you want to call it. She's been on trial the last 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah, this is...
For murder.
Yeah.
The trial will wrap up today.
Oh, no.
The jury will get the case at some point today. They're actually in trial right now. They're in Georgia, and I just... If it was going to be a short trial, I was going to take off and pro hoc in and go over there and try the case.
Yeah.
With the lawyer they have. Because I've tried cases in Georgia before. I'm familiar with the rules. I could get in quickly. I was very, very familiar from talking to her so much about the facts of the case and the issues that have come up. And I was going to go over there and try the case with her. But when it became obvious it was going to be a 3 or 4 week case, I couldn't take off 3 or 4 weeks of the radio.
Right. No matter, you know, how good your... you know, your guest hosts are.
Well, yeah. I mean, but
you can take off a month.
Can take off a month. I could take off a week. But I've been talking to her in the evening, every evening, for anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour, hour and a half some days, sometimes 2 hours.
Right.
About what happened that day at trial, you know, trying to keep her head in the game. But it's been a rough trial. And I really don't believe she did what she's accused of doing.
Right.
And she and her lawyer have gotten into it. I don't know. I don't want to get into too much.
Yeah, it's... Yeah. We've talked about it off air. It's not a great situation.
But I just... I don't know. I talked to her late last night and it messed me up.
Yikes.
And then I didn't sleep well and now...
Right.
It's 14 minutes after 9 o'clock and we're in the middle of a radio show and like my head is...
Yeah.
It's 3 hours east of here. I don't know. Jury trials are not, I don't believe, the best way to reach the truth, but it's the best way we have available to us. So it's tough. Anyway, and I've been trying to watch in the evenings the news updates over there and compare it to what she says and all that kind of stuff. It's just tough.
Yeah,
it's just tough. I don't know. But anyway, that's where my head is today, and that's why I'm a little draggy this morning. That's why I may sound a little down or off today. But your calls are welcome, 272-922. I do have a host of news. I did the normal show prep. I can do the producers. Right. I can do the upbeat, hey, let's do it, Dame.
Right.
And I can do, I mean, but, you know.
You can fake it.
I can fake it. I fake it on here. You know, one day every week or two, I fake it.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
You know, I'm in a bad mood, had a fight.
Yeah.
You know. Just
they wouldn't know which day a week that either of us were not doing great.
But it happens,
you know. Yeah, it does.
Dave is learning this. I mean, you've been on here 6 months with us now, daily.
Yeah, and it's a job.
It's a job, and when you come in, they don't care if you fought with your kids or your wife or your neighbor.
They don't care if people owe you money,
right? So you got to come in here and put your best face on anyway.
That's right.
We'll take your calls. BathInnovations.com guest hotline is wide open. 272-9228. Who is this?
Morning. And sometimes you just need to let it spill it, man. And I know from a good little birdie that you being a little modest right now. You've actually kept this girl's head in this life, you know what I mean? And talking to her and just being there for her. And, I mean, you know, letters and stuff are good, but calling somebody, talking to them, and trying to let them see how it's going to end up, you know what I mean? It's kind of got me through these past years, how this world is starting to change and maybe how we'll end up instead of how we was. So you being modest on self, people, Baron ain't no butthole all the time. And, I mean, you ought to be patting yourself on the back for taking the time out and doing that for people.
Who have you been talking to?
It don't. Who do you think? But
my sister.
Yes, and another thing on the giddy up dance and the all that. I think you're looking at it wrong. If it wasn't for the dance, the song wouldn't. Who's gonna go around singing that? It's about get. See, they got, you know, you probably don't see the other side, but they have these rappers. They put out stuff that actually, like, the other rappers here in Montgomery, like the Ten Toes Down challenge. I mean, people around here have got millions of views just by taking his beat and doing another song and spreading it on YouTube. Then it gets to Facebook. You don't see past the thousands of ones. And then this right here brings the people who can't rap into the music, kind of makes them feel a part of something. So they get the video, they learn a little dance. And this dance is actually, I kind of agree with it being a little more loose. You can kind of make it your own. I've seen people do all kind of stuff, you know, during the little twists and turns and come and fall right back in line when you get ready to do the two-step part. It's just, I mean, it kind of brings everybody together. If it wasn't for the dance, you wouldn't see it, because that's what people do. They learn it and they want to be put on YouTube. They want to see how many views they can get. And that's where we're at in life. I mean, and it is what it is. But if it wasn't for the dance, ain't nobody going to go around singing out at that car window. I mean, it is all about the dance. And I kind of like how they made it. Well, you can kind of do what you want to do with it. But anyway, man, Baron, I love you, bro. And, man, you're a good human.
Well, thank you.
We'll see ya.
Randall been talking to my sister.
Well.
Anyway. All right, our number 272-9228 if you want to get in, 272-9228. So there's a little behind the scenes in the life of Baron and Dabe. And well, not only us. I mean, hell, Greg does it. Rich, Jay, Emily.
Yeah.
Dan, Joey. I mean, it's just part of, I mean, Jack, when he was here, it's part of being a radio. You're having a bad day, people at home don't care. And,
Farron, I'll give you something. I'll give you something to cheer you up.
Yeah.
Today is the thousand, it's been 1,000 days since Florida's beaten Georgia. 1,000 days. The last time they beat us was 1,000 days ago.
1,000 days today?
1,000 days. Today, 1,000 days. And it's Mick Jagger's birthday.
When's the last time Tennessee beat Alabama? Don't they have that? It's like 4,500 days or something?
It's a long time for that.
You know what's funny? Growing up in Tennessee, nobody thought that was a rivalry. It's a rivalry in Alabama because they whip Tennessee's ass and they're like, yeah, we're dominating our rival. In Tennessee, they're like, eh, you know, it's like the third or fourth rival. We'll be back.
You were the sweetest thing that I ever knew. But I don't care for sugar, honey, if I can't have you. Since you abandoned me, my whole life is crap.
The premier place the river region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue at the Boston Airport.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Save on your next oil change at O'Reilly Auto Parts when you purchase 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $24.99. Plus, get a $5 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Home Depot Days of Doing Bath and Kitchen event is going on now, with everything you need to let the savings flow. Like the Moen Genta 4-inch faucet in brush nickel finish for just $99. It combines a contemporary modern design with a spot-resistant finish for a beautifully clean look in your bathroom. Today is the day for doing and stylish updates at the Home Depot Days of Doing Bath and Kitchen event going on now. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Offer valid through October 5th while supplies last.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
There are places I remember all my life, though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone and some remain. All these places have their moments. With lovers and friends, I still can recall.
All right, guys, welcome back in 24 minutes after 9 o'clock. The Biddles. I'm playing a little more Biddles these days because Dave likes the Biddles.
Yeah, like Ringo.
Everybody likes the Biddles. Our number 272-9228 is the BathInnovations.com guest hotline. Cornerstone Managing General Agency, CornerstoneMGA.com, CornerstoneMGA.com, 356-1502. If you want to get in touch with Greg Wren and his team, 356-1502. Good people over there. Good people over there. People who've dedicated their life to trying to save you some money. I was reading some economic news this morning about spending. I read economic news every day. We don't always cover it on the program, but I read it every day about consumer spending. They released GDP numbers this morning. And I couldn't help but think, I mean, Alabama's unemployment rate is at 3.7%. I couldn't help but think there are still people, though, with all the good economic news out there, with the rising GDP in the country, I couldn't help but think there are still people out there who pay too much for their health insurance and their employee benefits. There's still employers who just haven't picked up the call. And the employees can't force the issue. The employer has to pick up the phone and make the call. So if you're an employer, do your employees a favor. Pick up the phone, make the call, 356-1502, and get those rates lowered. Get those rates lowered. Like 80 or 90% of the time, they can lower your rates. And that's good for you. It's good for your employees. CornerstoneMGA.com, 356-1502, 356-1502. Speaking of the GDP, smashed expectations this morning, Dave.
Yeah?
Really, anything over 1.5% is good.
Uh-huh.
In a second quarter. Second quarter GDP is historically the lowest quarter.
Right.
Because there's really nothing going on.
Right.
At the beginning of the year, you got all your yearly ramp up. At the end of the year, you got all your commercial spending, consumer spending for Christmas and everything. So your second and third quarter are kind of your blah quarters. Your second quarter in particular, you're going into the summer and everybody starts winding down a little bit. And so it's always about whatever your second quarter GDP number is, your annual GDP number should be somewhere in the double neighborhood of that. So a 1.5% would be a massive 3.3% growth, which hit over the last, you know, Barack Obama is the only president who's never had 3% annual growth.
Right.
It's a big number.
Yeah.
Every president hits it at least once, unless you're Barack Obama. It was 2.1% this morning.
Huh.
2.1%, way above expectations. Personal consumption. This is not necessarily consumer spending, but personal consumption. The highest rate in 5 years, 4.3%.
Wow.
4.3%. Government spending also boosted Q2 GDP by about 0.85%. That's the biggest government contribution since 2009.
Yeah.
And there was a little bit of an export subtraction of about 0.2%. So it could have even been, if we could get our export, if we get this trade war worked out, that 2.1% number would have been around 2.7%. If we could get that evened out. So the Trump is working. The Donald is working. MAGAnomics is working. Make America Great Again economics is working. Even the liberals who hate him are benefiting from a rising tide that is lifting all boats. Everybody's doing well. I mean, like as I opened the show today, even Bluewater had the best month we've had in memory a while. You know, I mean, it's just, this is the new Trump economy.
That's right. Everybody's trying to get in on it, too.
You remember how lean it was? Even during the Bush economy, how lean it was? Didn't have that real, because we'd had the 90s, the robust 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And then the 2001 to 2008 period was kind of a bleh. We sort of slogged along. Businesses expanded, but they didn't explode.
Right. Yeah, the only thing that exploded was the housing market.
Yeah, and then at the end, just everything collapsed. And then Obama came in, and basically government spending...
propped up the economy.
Propped up the economy for a couple years.
Which it's still kind of doing, but...
but it's I don't know. Things are doing well. It's hard to argue. I'm telling you, if the economy stays this way, Donald Trump may win all 50 states. Even your uber-rich people who hate Donald Trump...
right, or like, well,
are
I'm...
benefiting from this.
Yeah. I'm making so much money.
Why do you think his I think it's twofold, but why do you think his numbers are so high in the black community?
Jobs.
I think it's part of it, jobs. I think minorities in particular, African-Americans in particular, but minorities as a whole, look at Donald Trump's economy, look at Donald Trump's presidency, and they think two things. By and large, I think they think two things. One is... the economy's doing really well. More than half of all new jobs created since Trump got in office have gone to minorities. More than half. But I think also, particularly black folks, look at Donald Trump and they say, this guy's a lot like us. People say he cheated to get there. He didn't deserve to be where he is. That he's in over his head. People... accuse him of things he didn't do. People tried to throw roadblocks in his way of getting where he is. He overcame all those, and then after he overcame all the roadblocks and got there, they immediately tried to start crapping all over him, trying to start telling everybody he's not worth it, he's not as good as the other person would have been. I think a lot of black folks look at that and say, you know what, that's my story. I'm just as good as the other guy, but when I get the job, they immediately start looking at me suspectly, like I didn't earn it, like I don't deserve to be here. And then they throw roadblocks in my way that aren't in the way of the other applicants. And then when I overcome all that and get the job, then they immediately start looking at me suspiciously, like I'm up to no good, that I had to break a law to do this. I think a lot of black folks look at Trump and they say, you know what? I can sympathize with a guy like that. I can empathize with a guy like that. I can identify with a guy like that. I think Donald Trump, if he gets 20% or more of the black vote, cannot lose. If he gets 25 or 30% of the black vote, will win so many states that liberals may just explode, spontaneously combust, which would be the greatest thing that ever happened for this country. If every liberal in the country just spontaneously combusted. We'll be back.
carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WinCreek.com for complete rules.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Our nice little summer heat break will be fading away soon. Today, more sunshine, still dry, high around 91. Tonight, mainly clear, not quite as cool tonight, overnight low 69. Tomorrow and Sunday, you'll feel the humidity increasing, hot and humid with a high in the lower 90s, spotty, widely scattered storms in the afternoon and evening hours, and then more of the same on Monday and Tuesday. Summer will be back in all of its glory. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Minutes after 9 o'clock, a little Phil Collins reference.
Oh, he got mad that Mike from, you know, Mike and the Mechanics,
yeah,
took the Living Years, you know, to his solo band. He's like, yeah, that could have been a Genesis song. Watch this.
Yeah. I want to do In the Air tonight.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to outsell the entire band's history with my one album.
Yeah, which is a great album.
Next time, maybe bring your best songs to me, Mike.
Yeah, and then we'll all get rich. Or I can just get rich, and you can get a little rich. Let's see here. Auburn House Wash, guys. Auburn House Wash. I tell you about these folks, and I still get people all the time that says, hey, they really come over here from Auburn? Yes, no, not only do they come over here, they have a truck in this area. In this area. In fact, I don't know if they still are. They were hiring people just from this area to work only in this area. Auburn House Wash, amazing. 826-WASH, auburnhousewash.com. My man Spencer Mann over there, they can get you a quote really quickly. You just, you know, like you call in there and say, I live on 123 Berry Street. They say, okay, well, hang on, sir. What's your email address? They give them an email address. They will email you a quote. You know, 123 Berry Street, it'll cost this much money to do everything but the roof. It costs this much to do the roof and that. It costs this much to add the driveway and the patio and the deck and everything. I mean, it's a wonderful system. And then you just make a decision right there. You say yay or nay. You click on a button. Or you say, I still need time, and they'll leave you alone for a little while. It's a great, great system. You have nothing to lose. Pick up the phone and call them. The only thing you have to lose is a a dirty house that you could lose, I guess. 826 Wash, they're licensed, they're insured. They got more insurance than anybody's house is worth and listens to us, I promise. Well, I don't like to say that. I guess we might have some really rich people. But millions of dollars in insurance. Good people. Proprietary low-pressure washing system, auburnhousewash.com. Check them out on Facebook. Look some of those before and after pictures. Dave Mowry sits to my right. Baron Coleman and Dave are here with you on a daily basis. The BathInnovations.com guest hotline wide open. The rules on Friday, Dave?
Ain't nair.
There ain't nair. Meaning you can talk about whatever you want, including whatever this guy wants to talk about. Who's this?
Hey, it's Clint.
Hey, Clint.
Hey, maybe you guys have a good day. Maybe you guys should be the new A-team, you know. The new Rat Pack. I don't know.
The Rat Pack?
Yeah.
So we got, we got to start doing blow and hanging out with hookers?
I think he's talking about the original Rat Pack.
Oh. Yeah.
Just blotto all the time.
That's what I'm talking about.
Barbiturates, you know, and speed. Not necessarily, you know, coke.
Benzedrine and gin.
You know, just, you know, lots of...
I know the...
Lots of pills, you know, and booze.
Hey, a new bumper song for you. Haven't played this band at all.
What is it?
That I've heard.
Uh-huh.
Uriah Heep.
Oh, I played Uriah Heep.
He has played Uriah Heep.
Yeah. But Easy Living, I haven't heard no Uriah Heep.
I played two Uriah Heep songs. I haven't played off this album, though. This is the Demons and Wizards. I like Uriah Heep.
Oh, Demons and Wizards, great.
Yeah. In fact, I gave... This is the kind of guy I am, Dave. Let me toot my own home for a moment.
Toot it.
My tattoo guy is getting into vinyl, right?
Okay.
So I was up there one day talking to him, and I had a Uriah Heep album in the car, a classic Uriah Heep album. And I said, you know what? I want you to have this. And I let him have a Uriah Heep album. I saw him about a month later, and he said, dude, that album, and then he said a cuss word. That I can't say on the
It's a way that Dave describes things.
It is a really good album. Great band. Great thing. Yeah.
Well, hey, guys, it's Friday. You guys have a safe and great weekend.
Appreciate it. Yeah, thanks.
And be back on Monday and have a good one.
Yeah, you too. Uriah Heep is a cool band. Hard rock that sounds like it's in the late 70s to early 90s, produced in the 60s.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, we'll play this song. This is a good album.
Demons and Wizards, man.
Yeah. Well, what was the deal with everybody? I mean, Led Zeppelin made a whole career out of wizards and warlocks.
Mm-hmm.
And weird stuff.
I think it was like, you know, they didn't have that many influences. You know, there wasn't like as much culture, so it was like, we've all read The Hobbit. Let's do
a rock album about wizards.
Think about like Mortar and stuff. That was scary, right?
Well, The Who ran out of ideas, so they did it about a blind kid.
Yeah, and that was quick. Like that was like 1969. So like they ran out of ideas in like 3 years.
Well,
it's like mods versus punks or whatever, and then like, you know, mods versus rockers, and now think about pinball.
Yeah, you know, might as well. Our number 272-9228, Puerto Rico is a total wreck. I only bring this up because they are a U.S. territory, and a lot of people think we should make them a state. I don't want to give these guys two senators. I have, in the past, advocated to make Mexico a state.
Yeah.
Give them two senators. They would get the equivalent of about 120 congressmen.
Right.
But this would be like California times two, really. But only two senators.
Hmm.
So they couldn't really affect policy that much.
Right.
They could really stop stuff. But there are a lot of conservative areas in Mexico that would put in Republicans. But then they got, you know, the whole communist big cities and all that. That's no different than California. There's some really conservative areas of California. It's not like you get 150 Democrats in there. 130, whatever they... I mean, but you get... Puerto Rico, I don't want having two senators. They just don't add enough. So their governor resigned a couple days ago. On the first day as governor in waiting, Secretary of Justice Wanda Vasquez is now the target of an investigation by the Office of Government Ethics. She hadn't even taken control of Puerto Rico yet.
Right, so they got the guy, they got the first guy out.
They got the first
guy. Now they got somebody under indictment.
Yeah.
Or an investigation.
Under investigation. They announced a review of her conduct as the island's top law enforcement official. I guess she's like the Attorney General, Secretary of Justice. Though Secretary of Justice sounds like somebody, like a character in a Marvel comic. Like with a J on his chest, Justice Man. So that's, You know, next time you're talking about bringing Puerto Rico in as a state, I want you guys to consider what all is going on down there. Staying outside of mainland United States, Boris Johnson may be the greatest thing to happen to Donald Trump because he is a wild card over there. He is the new, as of Wednesday, the new Prime Minister of the United Kingdom.
Yep.
He just got confirmed by vote. He beat his opponent by a massive margin, 2-1. 92,000 votes to 46,000 votes.
Seriously.
Yeah, big, big win.
Stomped him.
Why is this important? This guy's leaving October 31. The United Kingdom will leave the European Union, come hell or high water, deal or no deal. Theresa May was trying to force a deal down their throat that was essentially like EU light.
Right.
This guy said, you give us a deal, a real deal, or we're leaving. And we'll just make a deal. This could be a huge boon for the United States. If they get out of the European Union with no deal, the United States can come in and scoop them up.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, the United Kingdom will be like a 51st state or a territory on trade. I don't want their garbage politics. I don't want their 25 Muslim mayors. I don't want all that. I don't want Sadiq Khan, who represented the 20th hijacker, who's now the mayor of London, but represented Zacharias Moussaoui. I don't want Sadiq Khan, who represented the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, who's now the mayor of London. But I sure would like to trade with that little island. You know, at one time, the British people ran the world. Now they're losers. They're a little island up in the North Atlantic, about the size of New Jersey floating around up there. And God knows we could live this country without New Jersey. But we'll see. We'll see. Keep an eye on it, though. Keep an eye on it. He is poised to leave on Halloween. Poised to leave on Halloween. All right, we're going to give his suggestion here a spin. Thank you, Clint, for the suggestion. 43 minutes after 9 o'clock. There are no rules on Friday, so we'll also take your bumper suggestions. See? 1960s hard rock. We'll be back. This is a place I've never seen before, and I've been forgiven. Easy living, and I've been forgiven since you've taken your place in my heart. Somewhere along the lonely road, I had tried.
You get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravinavillage.com.
Oh, hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
Step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Caravita Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Get your birthday month rent waived your first year. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Jones Drugs on Highway 14 in Millbrook for Cram the Van. Bring your school supply donations to help kids and teachers in the River Region get started on a great school year.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Got 78s by Hank Snow. Walks down the street, shuffling his feet to a rhythm that only he knows. And I've seen him in so many places. I saw him the night I was born in a Bourbon Street bar. I received my first scar.
All right, ASC Credit Union, folks. Get by ASC Credit Union when you get an opportunity. The Casasa checking account, no catch. There's no catch to the Casasa checking account. I don't know why they named it Casasa. That's tough to say.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
That's
either.
For people smarter than me.
Yeah.
They probably had a reason. They had some smart guy, and he's like, you know what? If we name it Casasa, no one will forget it.
Right.
Because I haven't forgotten it. If you just called it like the Standard Plus checking account, you know, that's kind of generic. So maybe they know what they're doing. ASC Credit Union, though, go by there and ask about that Casasa checking account. How about 3% cash back on every purchase? What? That doesn't make sense. Yes, 3% cash back on every debit card purchase, up to $12 a month. Or how about 4% interest on your balance over there? How about 4% interest on your balance up to $30,000? That's good for up to $100 a month.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just throwing money at people. Hey, here, you get money. It's like Oprah. You get a car. Everybody gets money at ASC Credit Union. Get by there when you get the opportunity. 9 locations in the River Region. 5,000 co-op locations around the country. If you need to cash a check, make a deposit, withdraw a little money on the road, you can certainly do that. There's a list of all that. Their app is incredibly easy to use. I cannot tell you how easy that is. I have apps on other banks.
Right.
Theirs is easier.
Well,
I hate to break it to them, but theirs is easier. Period. End of story. So go by ASC Credit Union and get a chance. Federally insured by NCUA, equal opportunity lender. 11 minutes now. 11 minutes. I got a little local story here that bothers me. Dateline Washington. Not Washington County, Alabama, but Washington, D.C., I'm guessing. Department of Justice is complaining that some Alabama sheriffs have been providing concealed carry permits without running full background checks.
Huh.
You know why that bothers me?
Why?
Because it's just there's not a federal law that you have to have a background check. It's a state law.
Oh.
You can.
Then what's the point?
Well, at first,
how do they even know?
I don't know how they know that. But they said some people, you know, you could have what they call constitutional carry, which is where everybody in the state is entitled to carry a firearm unless you're excluded by federal law or state law from carrying one. But it's up to you to determine. It's just like everybody can drive a car unless you're excluded from the ability to drive a car.
Right.
You know, but then you got to go get a license and all that. That's the current system we have. This is more like, you know, everybody can go buy a watermelon. You know? If there was a federal law that said if you're a felon and you can't have a watermelon, then it would be incumbent on you to police yourself and say, well, I can't have a watermelon. I'm a felon.
Right.
So Alabama has this this rule that says if you want to conceal carry a firearm, now if you want to carry it on your hip, that's your business. But if you want to conceal carry, if you want to put it in your pocket and walk around or put it under a jacket and walk around or put it in your car and drive around, you've got to have a permit. And the permits are issued by the sheriffs. And sheriffs have different, I guess, I didn't know this, they have different standards for how they issue them. They run a background check, supposed to, and if you pass the background check, they say come pick up your...
Actually, when does mine expire? They used to have a thing...
They used to do it annually.
And I think they changed it, because the NRA calls it may-shall legislation.
Yeah.
And it used to say, the sheriff of the county may issue.
Yeah. Now it says,
and now it says shall.
All right. Mine expires on. When does it expire? Holy mackerel. It expired 2 weeks ago.
Huh?
It was issued in 2014. It expired on 2019. I need to go get another one. I bet they sent the renewal to my old house.
Ah.
Anyway, so you go in there. I'm carrying illegally today.
Sure.
I might have to throw this bad boy on my hip.
Sure. I mean, you know. You better be careful who you're telling that, you know?
I know. Well, I got an open carry holster. I'll just put it on my hip for the rest of the day.
You know?
Walk around like
he wore his gun outside his waist for all the honest world to see.
There you go. Here's why it matters. I didn't understand this. I read through the whole thing. You get to the very end. Apparently, gun shops were accepting the permit instead of running background checks.
I gotcha.
Because they assumed the sheriff had done it.
Right.
So now they're saying no longer in Alabama can you do that. You have to run the background check.
I gotcha. So it wasn't necessarily the sheriff's. It was the gun store.
Well, but there's a law that says you can do that because the sheriff has run the background check.
I gotcha.
So if you have a valid current one, then the gun store can take it.
I gotcha.
But now they're saying, no, you can't do that. So that's why it matters. I'm glad we had this story. I wouldn't have looked. I didn't realize it's already been 5 years. Huh. Who's this?
Hey, this is Eric. Good morning.
You can only get it for 5 years. I wish I could get it for 100 years.
Okay, buddy, Roe. You said 2 weeks expiration date.
Yeah, it was July 14th.
I'm working for Derek Cunningham as we speak. They ought to be knocking on the door on Wall Street at any minute.
Okay. Come on in. I'm presently open carrying.
Good thing.
I'm going to get it out and put it on the desk just so everyone knows.
You know, as priority as that would be,
there.
Especially that, and I'm the first to admit it. I let my damn driver's license and CDL expire. And I'm almost to Indiana, and I got pulled over. Little did I know that expiration date was like 3 months.
That's happened to me.
Well, hell, I mean, you know, we forget it. The older we get. Look, I've got it.
I'm looking at my driver's license. When does it expire?
you better do it.
2022. I'm safe.
You might expire in 2020.
Actually, you know what? I got to go get a new one because I got to go get a star license or they're not going to let you fly on a plane after the end of this year.
That's right. Exactly.
Do you have a star license, Dave?
No, you more. You, I know you more, and this is being open Friday. But look, this is somewhat of a civil. I just like to have your opinion. We purchased the house, my wife and I.
Yeah.
And the people that we bought the house from, it's in Cottage Hill, and it was come to find out that the previous landlord was renting it out for Section 8. Little did we know that Alva Lambert. Which you know him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's two houses down from where I bought the house.
I know exactly where you live then.
Okay, aside from that, I bought the house. I don't live there.
Oh, okay.
What's happened is the people were evicted. Well, they didn't get evicted, Baron. They left on their own because I didn't realize all this. Section 8, if you don't maintain your utilities, then the government will cut off the rent for the former tenant that used to own the house.
Okay.
And my landlord. So anyway, I'm going to make it short. The lady come over last week. She came over while we were cleaning out the house. It's like buying a car. If you buy the car and you pay it outright, that's what we've done. But the lady came over last weekend. We were taking her stuff to the school to throw it in the garbage trucks. And she showed her ass. She said, oh, you got to go through Section 8. You got to get 90 days to do. And I said, you know what? I listen to 93.1 all the time. And I said, I don't know that I know you more than the criminal, maybe not civil, but, you know, should I have gotten involved, even though we paid outright for the house?
You asking for free legal advice?
Well, damn it, we listen to you. I put more people onto your show all the time because
I don't know the answer. I don't know anything about Section 8 and how that works. I wish I did.
I mean, really.
I'd make more money if I did, because it sounds like there's. I hear more people fussing around and fooling around with Section 8.
Yeah,
I want to be a Section 8 lawyer for landlords because.
Man, I'm telling you,
I get more calls about that than anything.
And see, the bad part of it is we have been harassed because all the stuff that was left, it was so in disarray. I mean, it was. Stuff that the appliances have been cut off for 90 days, and we go in and try, and you know, we're going to put thousands, to repaint the house, to do a lot of stuff inside. Alba's even come down and looked at it. He said, I can't believe they left it in this shape. He even mentioned it. Of course, I think he's an attorney. I don't see him that often, but regardless, they told me through the state of Alabama, which I know that you've got a lot of way to do some research. I mean, you're busy and all, but but they said that if you purchase property,
yeah,
then outright as opposed to financing it, there's no. I don't know a damn thing about law.
You got to get to the end of the question, and then you go on sidetrack. Ask me the question that you want to know.
Well, am I in the wrong?
I don't know. I don't know enough about Section 8.
Damn it. Who do I need to contact?
A lawyer that does that. I don't know. Call, I'm not going to give you a name on air. I just can't. Call the bar, 269-1515. That's the bar referral hotline. They'll get you squared away. But no, I don't know enough about it. I'm not hiding the ball. If I knew, I'd just tell you. Just because you sound like a good guy. He's salty old bird like I am. Our number, 272-2928.
Or call back during the break and I got a name for you.
Well, I had a name. Rhymes with Barles, and the last name rhymes with Medmondson. That's who I would call. I don't know.
I
get more people arguing about Section 8, though. There got to be a way to make money off that.
Yeah.
Open like a Section 8. I'm a Section 8 lawyer. From the landlord side.
Right.
Because everybody's got all these questions about it, and then they all try to do it themselves, and what happens is they try to do it themselves without going through a lawyer, and then something goes wrong, and all of a sudden they're pinned down, and they got, I can't get rid of this person because we didn't follow these procedures, and that. Yeah, it'd been easier on the front end, just pay someone a couple grand and say, set me up. You have like a Section 8 packet that I can follow, do this, like a flow chart. Mm-hmm. If this, then that. If that, then this. So, anyway, Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. You probably, at some point in your life, you're going to need concrete service. A lot of you need it right now. I drive around, I see your sidewalks, I see your driveways. Looks like you got a forest growing up in the cracks in your driveways. Stop doing that. I mean, get that stuff fixed. Get it out there. Get it looking good. Tom Latham over at Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. I see your patio that's a tripping hazard. I see your patio that looks terrible that was put in, and it's all gross looking now. Look, Tom Latham, Penny Earn Concrete Technologies will take care of that. I see a lot of you guys buy a 5 or 10 acre lot, and you want to put a home place out there, and you don't even know who to call to clear the lot, to bring in the clay, to pack it down, to put on the slab. No, you guys don't know because you don't call Tom Latham over at Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. If you did, you wouldn't be in that problem. 284-9292. 284-9292. You can check him out online, pennyearn.co, or find him on Facebook. Question 10 o'clock. We'll be back.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada News Talk 93.5.